Now, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has accused some regional and Western countries of supporting anti-Damascus terrorists. In an interview with Cuba's official state news agency Prensa Latina, Assad reiterated that Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey are providing terrorists with various financial and logistic support. He accused some Western countries, including the U.S., the U.K., and France, of endorsing and supervising the support for terrorists. Now, President Assad described the war on Aleppo as, quote, terrorist last card, noting that the Turks, Qataris, and Saudis have lost most of their other cards on the battlefields in Syria. Assad further shrugged off U.S. calls for his removal from power, reaffirming that it's upon Syrians to decide the matter. The Syrian president pledged army achievements will continue throughout Syria. And now for more on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's comments, we're joined by Mr. Anthony Hall, professor of globalization at Lethbridge University, joining us out of Alberta. Professor Hall, Bashar al-Assad has laid out in this allegation the diagram of the proxy war taking place in his country. Your take on these accusations?
Well, of course, he's pointing to the reality that there is a huge coalition behind the Islamic State, behind al-Qaeda and all its various incarnations like al-Nusra, Arar al-Qaam, Jaish al-Islam. This is Western-backed proxy armies seeking to overthrow the government of Bashar al-Assad. And it's very important that he made this statement in Cuba and acknowledged a heritage going back to Fidel Castro and expressed alliance with the socialist forces in the region. I found it quite important that al-Assad look to the Syrian people and the acknowledge that this isn't just about him, that the Syrian people have been able to keep together in spite of all the efforts of divide. There is a core support for his government, and business people have been able to adapt to this foreign intervention through these proxy armies, these terrorist proxy armies fighting under an Islamic flag, but it's all a kind of facade created by the likes of Rita Katz at Site Intelligence, this whole Israeli-backed war on terror, going back ultimately to 9/11, and this whole fakery about how Islamic terrorism is the biggest threat in the world. We're seeing a very clear illustration of this big psychological operation in Syria, and Assad, of course, is the main witness and voice to this con job of the West, and of course his alliance with Putin, which may become more important yet, maybe even with Erdogan jumping in support of the Assad regime in light of the role of Putin in exposing this coup. There's a very important political shifts underway in the region.
And Professor, and we've seen these terrorists bringing down airplanes, helicopters. They're going toe-to-toe with the Syrian army. Obviously, they have very sophisticated weaponry. They have, you know, all the personnel they need. They're very organized. Now, I mean, obviously, they need to have a lot of backing and strong supporters to handle such a feat, to go toe-to-toe with the country's military. Now, won't their supporters and the supporters of their supporters not be complicit in war crimes that these terrorists are committing on the ground against the Syrian people?
Of course, this is an amazingly audacious psychological operation. The big imperial forces, the inheritors of the Anglo-American Empire, now Israel running the show in a sense, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, sort of the on-the-ground players, but behind it, Britain, France, the United States, and of course Israel. This is an incredibly audacious psychological operation to instrumentalize the imagery of Arab Islamic terrorism, when these in fact are proxy armies paid for, financed, armed by the superpower, by the ailing superpower, the United States, the Zio-American Empire. And Assad is very appropriately and wisely pointing to this reality and acknowledging the role of his own people in maintaining a core of a semblance of order in the midst of this huge, concerted, coordinated assault on the Assad regime and the people of Syria and the best interests and the international place of the sovereign state of Syria in the international order.
Thank you, Professor Anthony Hall. The big question is, will the supporters of these terrorists ever be held accountable for their crimes? This is Professor Anthony Hall joining us out of Alberta, the professor of globalization at Lethbridge University.